Welcome to Facing Your Fears. My name is Stephen Smith, and I am glad to be here. I am the guest host this evening. I'm filling in for Evangelist Norma Chapman. Evangelist Norma Chapman is not able to be with us this evening. She is feeling kind of ill. She had a little stint in the hospital, and so I am going to fill in today for you. I just want to thank everybody for taking time to come and join us. We will be talking here in just a few moments with Reverend Dr. David M. Patton, and I am looking forward to introducing him to you. I hope everybody's been having a good day, and I am honored to be here and to get to introduce David here for you. I'd like to start with a little prayer. If you'll just follow along with me, if you want to bow your heads, that would be fine. If you don't, it's all good. So, dear Lord, I just thank you for today. I thank you for this opportunity to be able to share, to be able to meet David, and to be able to share your word with the listeners. I just ask that you would be with us if we're struggling for any particular reason today. Help us to be able to set our worries and struggles aside, to be able to be filled with peace and serenity, and to enjoy this evening, and to allow myself to be able to speak clearly and concisely and inspire people with what we're about to share. Lord, just be with us as we go about this broadcast and with our listeners as we go about our day. And I say this in Jesus' name, amen. Well, welcome. Do we have Dr. David Patton with us in the studio?
Yes, I am. I'm here with you. How you doing, Brother Stephen?
I'm doing well. How are you this evening?
Excellent, plus, and getting better.
Excellent. Having a good day. That's always a good thing. I am so honored to be able to get to know you here. Now, it's Reverend Dr. David M. Patton. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Reverend Patton?
Well, I'd just like to start off by saying thank you for allowing me to be on the Facing Your Fears show, Norma Chapman, and then yourself hosting, Brother Stephen. About me, what has happened within the last 15 years has been going on for the last 40, but the last 15 years, God has put me on a different type of journey, not only causing men and women, boys and girls to reflect upon their salvation, but to look upon their physicality. And so for the last 15 years, we've been looking at a lot of believers, but I think they're dying before their time. And so what I've been focused on for the last 15 years is actually trying to get people to complete their life's journey. And a life journey, as I see it, is at the end of it, God can say, well done, and you finished the course. And so what I've been doing is teaching people how to get their bodies nutritionally fit, how to hydrate their bodies, and how to educate them on how they can keep their bodies fit and strong and have the longevity that we would wish all of our family members could have. And so what I've been doing is educating myself, food over medicine, educating myself with the Word of God, and instituting some things with meditation, studying, and prayer that goes along with the whole man to make the whole man complete. And so been in ministry for over 30 years, but I think that I've started a brand new journey with food over medicine and change of water, change of mind. And so that's where I am now, and I'm looking forward to this journey, taking a new catalyst with you, in Jesus' name.
Now, you're a medical doctor, Reverend Patton?
No, I have doctorates in Christian education, doctorate in theology, an associate degree in social services, and I have a certification in food over medicine, consultation, and instructor. No medical doctorate degree, but I also have studied the doctors. I've studied the cardiologist, studied the oncologist, studied the epidemiologist, studied the etymologist. And so I've studied the doctors, including the general practitioner, to see what would be the total remedy for the body. If I went to the doctor, what could the doctor do that I couldn't do for myself? And so I literally studied the doctors to become where we are now.
Yes. So you're interested in helping people get healthy, and that's what our show is about today. We are talking about your health and wellness because we care about our listeners, and we care about their health and their wellness and the opportunity for them to be as good as they can possibly be from a health mind, body, and soul standpoint. And so it sounds like that's something that you want to do to help people by educating them about how to take care of themselves from a healthcare standpoint.
Correct. That's what we want to do, basically.
That's so admirable. I really have a lot of respect for you because today it seems like there's so much going on there out in the world. I mean, we're going through this COVID-19. A lot of people have gotten sick. Many have passed on as a result of it. There's been demonstrations in the street, many of them peaceful, some of them not. But you alluded to, having people live as long as they possibly could. And maybe you could expand on that. Are you concerned? Because I know, like, during this COVID, they've said, well, the numbers of suicide are going up. Depression. A lot of people are depressed. You know, people are taking their lives because they're so confused and they don't know what to do next. What would you say to the person that is, contemplating, say, suicide or contemplating the fact that their life is just not worth living anymore? What would you tell them?
Well, I would say to them to read the scripture. And I would tell them that life is what God has given them and not the options that a man has given them. And so I would tell them this also, that if they would include in their lives some meditation, separation, and some study, because, contemplating taking your own life means that you have given up all hope. You've given up on life itself. And so when a person has gotten to that place, they literally want to take away their own life. Understand that God is actually the giver of that life, and God is the sustainer of that life. I would tell that person to do this. Start drinking some water. Start eating a better diet. Start meditating and start speaking life into yourself. The Bible says that when we speak life, we receive what we say. As a man thinketh, so is it. So if you're thinking suicide, you're going to do what you're thinking. And so change your thinking to life, and you're going to live. And so Jesus came to my life. I have life and have it in abundance. So the mandatory effect of what we need to do is, as a suicide person who wants to commit suicide, we would tell them, put the knife down, put the pills down, put whatever down that you can picked up, and pick up that Bible and start reading whatever pages open up.
I know it's difficult because I know, for myself, and I don't have a problem being transparent, there was many years that I just wasn't in, I didn't like myself. So, the next thing medicating at that time with drugs and alcohol, and it's just no wonder I was depressed. And, went to bed thinking, this isn't worth it. I'm a bad person. And so you hit on a good point. It's about the thinking, because like this morning, that's what I was talking about, was there's, according to Joyce Myers, there's like 5,467 reasons that God gives us to have hope in the Bible. And that he tells us we can do this. And so it is about a thinking thing. And so we want people to know that there's hope. And it sounds like you like to shine that light of hope and let people know, hey, there is hope even in the darkness, correct?
That's absolutely positively correct. And that's one of the reasons why when I instituted in my sermon, in my messages, the ability for us to heal ourselves. When Jesus said, go and sin anymore, He literally meant for us to do what he said. And so when we talk about healing ourselves, we look at Daniel, first chapter, when it talks about they ate vegetables and drank water, and in 10 days they looked better, they acted better, they sounded better. In 3 years they were 10 times smarter than everybody else, even the psychics and the magicians. And so our diet plays a major role in our thinking. I believe that when we have a proper diet from the ground, nutrition from where we came from, our thinking changed. Well, let me put it like this. My thinking has changed because since I've not eaten meat 3 years now, I know that I'm smarter. I know that I'm wiser. And the Bible says in Proverbs 23 that we should buy truth and don't sell it. Buy wisdom, buy knowledge, and buy understanding. And so things that work, people need to know, well, I didn't say it was easy. I'm telling you that it works. So the sooner you get to what's better for you, God made us from the ground. He made us to eat from the ground. He made us to pick the vegetables from the ground and pick the fruit from the trees. We can't catch up with no deer. We can't catch up with any animals. All of them can outrun us. And God intended for us to live forever picking fruit and eating vegetables and drinking water. So if he made it that easy, why did we complicate things with trying to cut this and cut that? And I mean, we really have complicated life. I believe that God made life so simple that you don't need a book. Drink your water, eat your vegetables, eat your fruit, and live. And I believe the depression, the thoughts, all of the stuff that we deal with, it's gonna go because I can't even explain it. It's just you feel good, and when you feel good, you want to tell people that.
You do, and I think that the feeling good honestly starts with gratitude, and sometimes it's hard to be grateful, especially these days where it's like, well, I've lost my job, or I don't have enough money to get food, and so people have all these reasons. But for me, I'm thinking, well, number one, that's kind of a lack of faith in God. You know, God tells us that he will provide everything that we need to have. And in addition to that, you know, we're feeling bad about ourselves and probably harboring these self-limiting thoughts that thinking we're not good enough. And yet my thing is, look, I'm saved. I'm born again Christian. Jesus died on the cross for my sins. So why should I go around feeling that Jesus died for my sins? Now I'm forgiven. Should I still be holding it against myself when I've been forgiven?
Right, right. Well,
so,
like you said, most people have that guilt complex.
Well,
Brother Steve, do we have any callers coming in? Because I think might have a call.
We would love for the callers to come on in. Press 1 if you're calling in and you would like to, if you've got a comment or if you would like to ask a question. Callers, we would love to hear from you. We'll be taking some calls in a few moments here. We're going to continue to get to know Reverend Dr. David M. Patin. I think I pronounced that right. Let's just make sure that I've got that. Is it Patin or Patin?
Patin.
How bit? Patin.
That's French.
There. Awesome. Yes. I want to know, too, as well, you know, we're talking about our health and wellness. We were talking really about mind a moment ago. But I'd love to know a little bit more, too, about you. I'd love the listeners to hear more about you as well. Now, you've got a church, and you're in New Orleans. And tell us about that, please.
Okay. Well, we've been in New Orleans for all of our lives, and the church has been in existence for 32 years. It is called the Way of Jesus Christ Christian Church. It's a non-denominational, faith-based church where we believe the total word of God. And so we preach, teach, healing, miracles, signs, and wonders. And also we have a church in Dallas, Texas, the Way Christian Church also. And what I'll do is, since Katrina, almost 15 years ago or more, we've been traveling to Dallas and to New Orleans, but since the COVID-19, we literally been placed in New Orleans during this time in the season. What it's done is it's allowed me to prepare for the journey that we're on right now. And so the church understands that the reason we're on this health spiritual journey is because of our season of this COVID-19. We're understanding now that these viruses, bacteria, fungi, don't live in an alkaline environment. And so we've been teaching this now for almost 13 years in the ministry, along with the Word of God, because we believe that God says, I'm sending my word to heal your diseases. And so we teach miracles, we teach signs, we teach wonders, but we teach healing. And healing is a process. And the process of healing means I've got to participate in the process. And so I've got to drink the right drink, I've got to eat the right diet, and I've got to breathe the proper way. I've got to read the right words. And so our teaching ministry is designed to cause you to want to study for yourself. We teach study to show yourself approved unto God, that you and I might be the workman that need not be ashamed, right in the body of the truth. And so when somebody asks you what a proper meal is, what a proper diet is for a human, you don't have to try to figure out what the USDA says or what the FDA says. You could just go right to the Word of God and say water, vegetables, and fruit. It's all right there on the first book, first chapter of Genesis. And so we teach people to find out what God did when he made man. And what did he do? He told us how to live and how to live forever. And so that's basically what I am about, giving people God's word just like it is. And this year, God told me, he said, you know, Pastor Ben, do not hold back. Give it to them like it needs to be given. Give them the right medicine and let them either take the medicine or throw it away. But give it to them like they're supposed to have it and then let them decipher. Let them figure out that in 21 days, if you want to reverse diabetes, reverse cholesterol conditions, reverse high blood pressure, break one, break two, cancer, we're finding out that the data is already here, that you can reverse these diseases in 21 days. Now, of course, you have to do what you need to do. No meat, no dairy, no wheat, no oils, no bread. And when you do that, you allow your body to come back to what? Alkaline balance. Then the word of God becomes effective, comes back to normal. So if we got some callers that want to ask us a particular question, bam, we are ready for the Stephen to make this thing happen. For
that
21
sounds good
days.
Now. Callers, make sure that you press 1. If you would like to, if you've got a comment or you would like to ask a question, press 1. That'll put you in the queue, and we'll be going to those calls here shortly. Absolutely. So we want to hear from you, too, because what you think is important to us as well. Now, what you were just describing to us, if I'm not mistaken, was how we start to develop new beliefs about diet. Would that be correct?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, because we got to have the information. If we don't have the knowledge, if we don't have the information, and that's what people have been afraid to give us. I was afraid to receive it at one time. I mean, I heard the message, but I didn't want to hear it. And so when I finally heard it, look, and it made sense to me. It's like, okay, now, this is right. I may not like this, but when God told me, this is the journey I need you to take, because there are going to be some people that's going to need to go on this journey, and you can't tell them to go on a journey that you hadn't gone on. So the reason I decided to go to this on this journey of not eating meat was because God was going to send some people who were going to need to stop eating meat to reverse cancer, to reverse diabetes, to reverse cholesterol, and they needed me to say, I'm with you. I can help you. Let's do this together. Let's walk this race with each other. And so that's why I'm on this race. I wasn't diagnosed with anything, but I was given a mandate. God said, I need you to be the example, so when people say I'm ready, you with them too.
So are you a vegetarian then now at this point?
Brother Steven, I don't call myself anything. I don't want us to put ourselves in a box. I want you on any given day, if you feel like eating an apple pie, enjoy life. Do not put all these restrictions on yourself, and then when you don't do it, you feel so bad. No. Do what you can do until you get to where you're going. You're on a journey.
That makes a lot of sense because you know, the next thing you know is, oh, you're on this strict diet. You can't do this.
No.
You can't eat that.
No.
And then you're feeling bad about it because, you know, you had a piece of pie and it's like, oh, no. But
right.
That's not the case. You know, you can
well,
overcome
Steve.
That stuff with the proper
no.
diet. So why don't you tell
that's
us
right.
about what the ideal diet would be, Dr. Patton?
I'm glad you asked that. The ideal diet for humans, which we are, the ideal diet for us would be the alkaline water, which is water that God made up, water that helps our body get rid of acid and cause our bodies to be oxygenated. The number one disease in the world is dehydration. People don't call it a disease, but that's the one that's the precursor for most diseases, dehydration. 90% of the people in America are clinically dehydrated. It's really a major problem. The second thing is after getting water, because your body is what? 75 to 80% water. The next thing is this. You've got to eat your green vegetables. The green vegetables are going to be the vegetables that heal every part of the body. When I had people that talked about cancerous situations, I said all greens because the greens are the things that diseases hate. So you want your greens, you want your carrots, all your vegetables. And then why vegetables? Because you want your fiber and you want your water. No fat, no all your minerals, all your irons, all your phytochemicals are found in real food. Real food comes from the real ground, from the dirt. And then the next thing is you want to eat the fruit itself. You want to eat the apple. You want to eat the orange, whatever the apricot is. You do not want to do the juice because the juice is concentrated sugar. And so 8 ounces of juice is 22 grams or 24 grams of sugar. So if it even had any vitamin C, you wouldn't be getting it because the sugar would overpower the drink. So the ideal diet that we talk about for 21 days to stop, prevent, and reverse most diseases and starts to prevent and stop and reverse most chronic illnesses is water, vegetables, total green light. Now, most people say, well, I just can't stop eating meat. It's okay if you can't stop eating meat. You could do maybe a 4 ounce serving of meat every 3 days if you just can't get rid of it. And so, you know, we're not saying don't ever eat meat again, but we're saying to you that the less meat you eat, your body does not like the cholesterol from the meat. It doesn't like the protein from the meat. It doesn't like the DNA from the meat. It doesn't like the metabolites from the meat. It doesn't like the steroids, the hormones, the prescription medication. So it's not the meat that your body doesn't like. It is what the meat has already eaten. And so when
right.
you get the cow, you're not eating.
Yeah, they're putting so much stuff into these cows
right.
Now these days. And a lot of the foods aren't very healthy, and a lot of the ones that are grown just right out of the ground, there's no minerals and nutrients like there was in days past.
Oh, no.
So
yes.
I know that you can help to improve the quality and get back, like, even water. They're filtering out all of the good stuff in the water. Well, they're filtering out bad stuff, too. But they're filtering
right.
out all the minerals. And so you can
right.
add minerals back into your water.
Right.
And tell us about that.
Okay, well, we have been processing water for the last 13 years. We call ourselves whole water. When God allowed me to find this process, the Japanese have been doing alkaline ionized water for 50 years. So when I found it in Dallas, the first time I tasted this type of water, I realized this was the water that helps the body restore its cellular hydration and cellular life. And so with whole water, which is 9.5 alkaline oxygenated microcluster ionized water, ionization means that the surface tension of the molecules is released so now that your cells have electricity. So you have now obesity is being released from the body. You have the acid is being released from the body. You have oxygenation for the cells. You have disease markers being released from the body. And so a water that hydrates the body is a water that the cell will allow to come in. You know, a lot of times people drink water, Brother Stephen, and what happens is they drink a water that's too big. Bottled water is reverse osmosis. Some of it is purified but still reversed. And so we're talking about a water that has 5 and 6 molecule clusters per drop. So it literally hydrates the cell. The cell opens up, and you're talking about you have a 10 trillion cells in your body. All of them need water. So you can imagine how much water you need to drink on a daily basis in order to hydrate your body. And your skin is your what? Largest organ. And so we've been making this water for almost 15 years. And so, yes, it does help prevent and reverse disease because water is the universal solvent for everything.
There we go. Now let's go to one of our callers. We do have a caller. I'd like to go ahead and put caller. It's area code 504. Let's see. Area code 504-3017 on the line.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, how you doing?
Welcome to Facing Your Fears.
Yes, I was enjoying you guys talking.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been following, I guess, Reverend Petit. And I actually used the water before. And I started on it, but I didn't continue on it. And I'm a person, I believe in herbs and natural things for your body. And I've made the decision that, you know, I'm going to go and take the water and just continue because it really does help. It really does make a difference.
Amen. Amen.
So you've seen a pretty positive impact in your life when you were drinking this ionized and alkaline and oxygenated. I ain't going to have a trouble with that word. I always have. I can't say it. I don't know what it is. let's leave out the oxygen part, and I'll just say alkaline ionized water. So it made a difference for you. Is that correct?
That payment for the next day.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it works, and I'm convinced of it. And I'm a person that have decided to get back into it as part of my regular lifestyle because I'm not getting younger. But you know, as you take care of your body will take care of you. So that's something I'm encouraged to do.
That's so awesome. Well, we certainly appreciate you sharing that with us. That's a really great testimony. And I understand, Dr. Patin, that the alkaline in the water helps to boost our immune system because it's got minerals and things like magnesium and calcium that help our bones. And that's what it's really the important factor here, isn't it, about boosting our immune system?
Correct. And I thank the caller for realizing that the water does make a difference. What she was experiencing is this. The alkaline water helps restore bone strength immediately. Most of us, when you're dehydrated, you're losing water from your bone, and you're losing sodium. And so the bone is weakened, so you feel tired, you feel weak. So the moment you begin to put this type of water in the body, you notice that your energy level increases because the bones say, thank you, thank you. And so the bones are strengthened from water. Most people have back pain. It's dehydration. Most people have pain, dehydration. Most people have brain fog, dehydration. Acid reflux, gout, arthritis, these types of things, it's because of acidosis, hypoxia, too much acid, not enough oxygen. And so what she's going to experience immediately is once the water goes into the body, the brain starts functioning better, the body starts functioning better, the liver, the kidney, the pancreas, these organs say thank you, the lungs, you can breathe. The COVID-19, one of the major reasons most people are falling victim to this is we are not hydrated. Diseases cannot live in an alkaline environment. We've got to put ourselves in position to fight. But as Stephen said, your immune system is the main reason you're going to stay alive. Can I say this? If you're taking medication, you're already compromising your immune system because your body has to fight off the acidic medication. So it can't fight the medication and the COVID-19. And so many people are falling victim because they're taking the metformin, the insulin, they're taking high blood pressure medicine, they're taking cholesterol medication. And when your body is fighting off medication, when the other forms of disease come into the body, the viruses, it can't fight everything at the same time. And so they're saying a person who has diabetes is susceptible. The reason is because why? The immune system is compromised. Drink the water, sister, and watch your body just become restored. And I heard you say you're not getting younger. When you start drinking this water, you're going to be getting younger because this water literally makes your telomeres. Your telomeres tell you that because you change your diet, you're going to live 10 years. You're going to live 15 years longer. So you have markers in your body in 90 days that could tell you you just added 10 years of your life. It's called telomeres. Look it up. And so when you start drinking this water, eating this green diet, eating the real fruit, it's over. You had 30 days. 30 days, you had 5 years. 90 days, you have 500 genes that have been turned on fighting cancer like crazy. So you start. You might as well start talking about how young you are right now because I'm going to believe God that you get younger as we talk. In Jesus' name.
I was going to say, if she can tell us how to get younger, that would be the fountain of youth there.
Well, I think everybody... 62. Look, I'm 62, mm-hmm. Brother Steve. I feel 19. I know I'm not 19, but I'm telling you, it's going to give our new lease on life.
That's really important. Now, I just want to mention again and tell the listeners. Now, we're talking with Reverend Dr. David M. Hattin, and he's talking to us about our health. And we're talking health and wellness tonight. We are talking about food. We're talking about diet. We are talking about water and the things that you can do to improve and boost your immune system and try and prevent coming down with chronic diseases. And so if you have a question or you have a comment or you have an experience, then please just go ahead. We'd love for you to hit that number one, press one on your phone. That'll put you in the queue, and we'll be taking some more calls here. So, because we want to hear from you. Now,
yes.
What I'd like to kind of go to here is the concept of this water. Now, what is there a certain amount of water that a person needs to drink, particularly this alkaline water? What's the recommendation with respect to how we should do that to get the benefit? You see, is there a certain quantity that a person needs to drink? Hello.
Hello, I'm here. Brother Steven?
Okay. Did you hear me there?
I heard you. You said about the amount of water.
Yeah, so let's let the listeners know, okay, we've got this water, and actually you bottle this water, I understand, and
yes,
you've got
do.
This available. And so
right.
we'll make sure that the viewers find out about that because you do have this available. And
right.
But let's let them know how or what is
okay.
Like the quantity. How do we do this to get healthy?
Okay, well, the human body needs a specific amount of water based on your weight. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you divide that in half. And so you need 50 ounces of water to support 100 pounds of weight on your body. So if you, whenever you weigh, you divide that in half, and that will be the amount of water you should drink on a daily basis, not all at one time, because your body is always dehydrating all the time. It's always using water. You use water when you breathe. I'm using water when I'm talking. And so you're using water when you're moving. Anything you do, you're using water in your body. And so even if you don't perspire, you're still dehydrated. Just by breathing, you're using water. And so the proper amount of water, half an ounce per pound. You weigh 200 pounds, well, that means you need 100 ounces. And so our website is wholewater, wholewater.com. That's wholewater with a two, wholewater. And so when a person is properly hydrated, Dr. Otto Warburg in 1931, he discovered the real cause of cancer, acidosis hypoxia. And he states that there's no disease that can live in an alkaline, oxygenated environment. In order to have that environment in your body, You've got to put enough water in your body to cause the exchange of the acid content to the alkaline content. That makes you feel better, that allows your urination, elimination, and sweat to operate like you should be operating as a physical, optimum human being on this earth, on this planet. And so, Brother Stephen, as we drink this type of water, we start feeling better, looking better, acting better, and sounding better, because water is life. And without water,
yes,
you can't have life. And so you're normalizing blood pressure, normalizing insulin, normalizing cholesterol just by simply drinking the right type of water. And once again, the website is, you know, WH2OLDWHER for those people, .com, for those people interested in ordering water online. And so did that answer the amount that you
yes,
about, Stephen?
I think that that's really interesting, right? Because, you know, so many people don't drink enough water, and then we're not drinking good water. And so this
right.
is a very important factor, particularly in the hotter climates, you know, more than maybe others. But wherever you live, it's important to drink this water. Now, let's –
And if
I'll
I can
honest,
say one more thing about that. Oh, Brother Stephen?
That's 100 pounds.
Brother Stephen?
Okay, so if you're 200 pounds, let's say, you divide that
okay.
in half, that's 100 pounds, and you need 50 ounces of water per 100 pounds, is that correct?
If you're 100, if you're 100 pounds, 50 ounces. You buy whatever you weigh,
okay.
divide that in half. So 200
okay,
pounds,
so
100 ounces.
Okay, okay. 50 ounces of this water, this alkaline oxygenated, I still can't say it, ionized
yeah.
water,
uh-huh.
per 100 pounds. Okay, so, all right. I just
right.
want to make sure that everybody understood that. Excellent,
right.
excellent. Now, as well, we were talking, what does this water have in it besides alkaline? Can you tell us that?
Besides the alkaline component, the oxygen component. The oxygen component is made in water by what they call titanium and platinum plates. The water that we buy off the shelf, the reverse osmosis, the purified water, is not an oxygenated water. This water, because of the surface tension and the molecular structure, is ionized, oxygenated. So the oxygen is infused in the water from shocking the water as it goes over the plates. And then the other thing about this water is the shape of the water is like a snowflake. It's the original shape of water from wildlife, from the North Pole. So it's the shape of water that the cells, when it sees the water, it accepts it. If you're drinking big water, which is bottled water, the cells, even though you're drinking bottled water, many people are dehydrated because the water is acidic and the water is too big. And so our water is a small molecular structured water. It's an oxygenated water, and it's an alkaline. Alkaline meaning pH 9.5. Oxygenated meaning it literally has the element 8 in it. And the ionized means that the surface tension of the water goes into the body, allows the cells to separate and to operate on their own. So you have 100 trillion cells in the body. But
okay.
in order for the cells to operate as cells, they need water. So without water, all your cells are clumped up together. So release your cells with water.
Okay. It's a whole lot of scientific type information, but the important factor here is that, yeah, you need to drink water, and alkaline water is really important, and we're talking about your health. And so I understand, and we're blessed. It sounds like maybe we're going to have evangelist Norma Chapman just join us for a moment here as well.
Amen.
And so, yes, are you with us there, Evangelist Norma?
Yes, good afternoon. Good afternoon, listeners. And
how you doing?
I'm doing good. I can't talk that long. I'm just in for a minute here. I've been listening to the show, and I wanted to thank Mr. Stephen Smith out of Tampa, Florida, for being my guest host on today. And I want to thank you, Dr. David Partan, for for being the special guest on today. But I have a question for you, and I've been waiting for you all to get around to it. And I'm sitting here on pins and needles, all of my listeners that know me know it's hard for me to sit here and keep my big mouth closed. But I can't talk for long because I don't want to get out of oxygen. But I would like for you to break down to the listeners on today the type of foods. Why is it important that they should pay attention to the ingredients and the juices, the meats, whatever foods that is not good that we are eating and just places that, because I've heard you do presentations for the NAACP over our health department with the NAACP, the chairperson.
That's right.
And I would like for you to discuss some of the things that you tell us about the different stores where they buy these products at and what they're actually in these ingredients. And we break it down for them. It's just more than, we're not just talking about water today. Y'all, you have another thing out there that your product that you, I think that you sent me in reference to the drops or whatever. And then, explain it to our listeners because time is getting, we're getting late in the show and you forgot to release your other caller, Mr. Stephen. When the callers call in, make sure that that you let them know that thank you for calling in so I can release their line so they won't be in the studio. And I'm about to close my big mouth up again, and then I will be listening. If I have to come back in, I will come back in. God bless you all. Well, thank you so much, listeners. We have a lot of callers that are calling on today. I want them to leave this broadcast today with knowledge and understanding. And what is it so important about different waters? What waters they shouldn't buy that is affecting the body, and what the best water for them? And that's their decision and choices of what water they want to purchase. But basically tell them what waters are not good for them. You gave it to us. And then the things that you talked about with the foods, the vegetables, the frozen vegetables, the ingredients that's in these things at the Family Dollar Store, the Dollar General Store. This is what I want my listeners to hear today. Educate them, and if we have to bring you back for a part two of this, we will do. Okay, God bless you. Now I'm getting ready to tune back out, and I thank all of my listeners for calling in on today. And I am tuned in, and I'm listening to everything you all are doing. If I got to come back in, I'm going to open my big mouth up again. God bless you. I'm tuning out right here.
We love you so much, Evangelist Norma. Thank you so very much. I'm glad that she was able to step in there for a moment for us. You know, we just love her, and I just appreciate this opportunity. And I think that is important to talk about the foods, because we kind of were touching on that a little bit earlier. But let's get back to tell the listeners, too, what do they need to look out for?
It's a lot to look out for. But this is what, one of the main things that's happening out there. People really think that they need to get protein from meat. Well, let's say it like this. The meat is described as your cows, your pigs, your turkeys, your fish. And when you eat these animals, the animals have in them the protein that's from animals. They have the pharmaceutical products. They have the metabolites. They have a DNA that's only for animals. And the protein from animals, when we eat animal protein, our bodies cannot digest animal protein. Our bodies cannot digest animal cholesterol. And so the number one issues in our bodies right now, diabetes type 2, is not from sugar. So if you have a diabetes type 2 situation in your body right now, it is because the sugar has nowhere to go. It has nowhere to go because the omega-6 is from the meat. The meat is surrounding the cells of your body. So when the sugar comes in the body, the cells cannot metabolize the sugar. So as long as that sugar is in the bloodstream, the doctors, what they do is they do a blood test. They don't tell you in the blood test that I see cow in your blood, I see pig in your blood, I see turkey in your blood, I see fish in your blood. They say I see cholesterol, I see too much protein. If they told you they saw the animals, then you would reflect upon, well, how did he get in here? Well, it gets in your blood because your blood cannot digest the animal protein. It cannot digest the animal cholesterol. Not only that, When you eat animals, you eat all of the prescription medication that the cow ate. The pig has 200 medications that he's eaten that you're now eating. The cow has over 150 medications that he's eating. You're now eating them. Remember, your body only eats minerals. Your body only eats liquids. So you're not going to ever eat meat. No matter how much you chew that meat, the doctor's not going to ever see meat in your body. You're going to see the residue of the meat. And so in order to get rid of your high blood pressure, you need to start by eliminating meat products from your diet. Why? Because if you eat anything, your blood pressure is going to elevate. Now, for those of you who don't understand what high blood pressure is, because Dr. Norma told me to explain this to you, high blood pressure is your blood pressure adjusting to what you put in your mouth, what goes into your body. And so you don't have high blood pressure. You have a pressure that's adjusting to what you're putting in your mouth. You have a pressure that's adjusting to what you're putting in your mind. See, as a man thinketh, so is he. Bad thoughts elevate blood pressure. Going to the doctor elevates your blood pressure. Eating meat elevates your blood pressure. But we've got to find ways to normalize it. Well, if you stop eating meat, the meat alone will normalize your blood pressure. Prayer normalizes blood pressure. Now, that covers meat. Now, for those of you who do dairy, because Ms. Norma wanted to cover a lot of things here, dairy products is the estrogen, metabolites. It is the pharmaceutical products that's also in this this dairy product. So this dairy product is very cancerous. We noticed that in 1941 to 1945, Norway literally eliminated coronary artery disease and cancer because the Germans took all the cows. But, of course, after the war, they brought the cows back. What happened? When they brought the cows back, they brought back what? Coronary artery disease, brought back cancer. And so they eliminated cancer, eliminated coronary artery disease for 4 years. But when they brought the cows back, they brought the milk back, they brought the meat back, and guess what? The disease came back with it. The other thing is this. If you're eating oils, oils are attributed to heart disease and heart attacks. So if you're doing oils, you're eating the endothelium cells up out of your cells, out of your arteries. And so you're compromising your heart by clogging up your arteries. So any oil you put in your body is going to clog up your arteries. Doesn't care what it is, vegetable, canola, or olive oil. If it's named oil, I studied Dr. Baxter Montgomery, Kim Williams, Milton Mills, Dr. Caldwell, Esterson, Kim, Colin Campbell. Oils clog up arteries. When they clog up the arteries, it causes a heart attack. And so one more thing, and then I'm going to let Brother Stephen, he may have a question.
Yes.
The supplements. If you're taking supplements, then you have to have it. It's called supplement. If you have a bad diet, supplements don't work on bad diets. They only supplement the good diet that doesn't have the – remember you said, Brother Stephen, that some of the vegetables and fruit that we're eating don't have the minerals in it. And so the mineral supplements
right.
will supplement what we're eating, but it only supplements our good diet. Brother Stephen, I hope I covered a lot of territory. I tried.
You did. You covered a lot there. And we were talking about dairy and how we have to watch out for the dairy.
Yes.
Of course, we know that we need to do water. We got to watch out for the meat because that creates cholesterol. And, of course, we're ingesting all this terrible stuff that they're injecting the food chain with.
Growth hormones.
Now, where does fish, and I know this is good, and so you can explain this to the listeners, where does fish fit into here? Isn't that a really good choice?
Fish could be a good choice, but fish may be your worst choice. And the reason I say that
because
is
of the iodine.
Many people, because of the overfarming of the salmon. Salmon is farmed so much now until most of the salmon is colorized through the food, fed a lot of hormones. The salmon is growing up 10 times faster than it's supposed to grow. So the salmon looks like it's orange, but it's because of the food coloring that they eat that make them orange. And so I would suggest if a person did eat fish, because I still eat fish, that you would eat fish from where you live. So if you live in an area that they catch salmon, then eat a salmon. But if you live in an area like I am in New Orleans, thousands of miles away from salmon, then well, any salmon I get is not going to be anything near salmon. It's going to be fat meat. So a salmon is 1,000 times more toxic than most meats because of the pharmaceutical products and the farming of it. And so wherever you are, if you can get a fresh fish from wherever you live, the fresher the better.
And that's exactly what I was thinking, too. You know, I was unaware that these farm-raised fish, that's really a bad choice then. Speaking of salmon, I mean, I love salmon. But when I did salmon, I loved getting particularly Northwest salmon, you know, that fresh caught, you know, from the Arctic waters type of thing. So we need to be careful about that as well. I want you to, as well, share with us about the minerals and that you can add minerals to your water to help to supplement as well.
Well, we do have another water called Element 8X. These are two waters that God allowed me to design starting in January. And Sister Norma was talking about that. And it's a concentrated oxygenated water. And you literally only need drops of this water to convert your alkaline water or your ionized water to a high-potency water. And so the Element 8, you can drink an ounce a day. The Element 8X, you can just drop to more information on the website, thewholewater.com. But when it comes to, I mean, the other thing I want to say is supplements are pharmaceutical drugs. So it's over-the-counter, but you can't really take a supplement and get the full effect of it if you don't eat where it came from. And so I really, when 3 years on this journey, what I recommend is this. If you want to get your supplements, eat the right food. If you eat the right food, then you got all the supplements you need. And so most people, because of the dollar stores, we go to these dollar stores. But let me remind you, these dollar stores, these products at these stores are very compromised. And so we've got to be careful when we eat these crackers, high fructose corn syrup. We eat these soft drinks, high fructose corn syrup. We're drinking these juices, high fructose corn syrup. I did a presentation today at the Bell Chase High School. Gatorade and Powerade, you know what they got in them? High fructose corn syrup, Ritz crackers, and Keebler crackers. These products affect the kidneys, the liver, also obesity. They make you big. And so people are trying to figure out why they're gaining so much weight. It's the products that they're buying from these dollar stores. It's these juices, these fruit juices, these cheap juices with the high fructose corn syrup. And so supplements do work, but don't rely on a supplement to do what you can do
with
your mouth.
Avoid that fructose corn syrup. That's
Lord, bad stuff.
Yeah. Now, I know
even
that there's
the ketchup,
good sugars.
Go ahead.
And I think honey is one of those good sugars, if I recall correctly.
Honey is good, and sugar is good, but it's got to be sugar. Organic pure cane sugar, agave nectar, like you said, honey, stevia. Your body knows what to do with sugar. Your body does not know what to do with these synthetic things like Splenda, aspartame, and high fructose corn syrup. Very compromising to the body. The body cannot figure them out. And remember, what it was about a year ago, Splenda has been found to cause type 2 diabetes. Those high fructose corn syrup has a lot of things. And then all the cookies they eat. Watch this. Our children, man, if we don't save our children, Brother Stephen, read the label. Don't look at the front. Matter of fact, can I say this? If the front of the label says no sugar, don't buy it. They say, no fat, don't buy it. You want it to say, if you're going to eat a cookie, eat one with some sugar. The sugar your body can digest. Now, I'm not saying eat the whole store of cookies. I'm just saying, remember, we're saying enjoy life. I'm not telling you be miserable the rest of your life. If you feel like eating a cookie, two or three, all right. That's not going to, you know, that's not going to kill you. Don't feel guilty. Oh, man, I ate three cookies. I had people do that because I coach people. And so I remember this lady, she calls the past, and I was bad. I ate a pack of cookies. I said, well, guess what? Drink you some water. I did. I said, well, that's it then. She started laughing. I said, well, that's it. Drink your water and get on about your business, you know, and have some fun. Enjoy life. I mean, you know, look, go and sin no more.
We are supposed to. I think we're supposed to enjoy life. Absolutely. That's what God wants for us, is to enjoy life, to treat our bodies healthy with healthy foods. And that's what we've been discussing here today, is healthy foods and boosting your immune system and healthy waters and the diets that are involved here, avoiding the dairy, getting alkaline water to help neutralize the acids in the stomach, avoid the meat. And, you know, be careful about those farm-raised fish. There's been some just absolutely wonderful and enlightening information you've been sharing with us this evening, Reverend Patin. And I really appreciate that. And I just also want to mention here now that if there's any questions, we have a couple minutes left here. If somebody wants to ask a question or a comment, we've got a few moments left. You can just press one. We'll bring you on into the studio and you can get your opportunity to make a comment. In the meantime, I would also like myself, just so that we know, I'm just so honored and blessed that I'm able to be here today with you, Reverend. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And we all want to remember, I'm going to actually ask you to say a prayer here for us as well. You can close us with that prayer, Reverend.
Okay.
And I wanted to have everybody remember Evangelist Norma in your prayers, okay? She's not been feeling well lately. I'm really happy that she took a moment to be able to come on with us. You know, I'm just blessed. I'm glad that she's getting better. You know, God's working, obviously. Prayer's working. Thank you, everybody, for your prayers and your support. We certainly appreciate you. And I'm getting a little message here, so I think we're going to get blessed here with Evangelist Norma. She's going to come on back in. Evangelist Norma, are you with us?
Yeah. Yes, you got enough. You got more time in the show, Steve. It's just 5:17.
Okay.
The show closed out at 5:30. So Dr. Patin and you can but we want to ask the callers if they have any questions at this time. Please press that number one. If they want to ask any questions about meat foods or any ingredients that's in their food at this time, now is the time to do so, where he can explain it to you if you're concerned. Because I know the Bible tells us in the Bible, biblical days, Peter was a fisherman. So I'm thinking this is my input on it, is that I think what he's trying to say is, instead of going by frozen fish in these fish markets and stuff that's bringing in farm-made fish, it's best, you know, like in the country, they would go and they would go to the pond
would
get fresh fish out the pond, or try and find a fisherman that has fresh fish in the coolers and stuff. You know, it's coming straight from the water.
Instead of buying frozen
fish and frozen shrimp and stuff. This is what I'm thinking that you're saying. But again, I'm gonna have to get So you have the callers have about, it's 5:18. The show will be closing out with a closing prayer no later than 5.
I got 5:28, Ms. Norma. You got
5.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the wrong. I'm looking at the wrong.
I do. I've got like 2 minutes left here.
The show is about to come to an end, but we will come back to part two of this, and we're going to finish this so we can be able to get the listeners can be able to get a clear understanding. We want to thank every caller for calling in on today. I want to thank my host, Mr. Steve Smith, and also I want to thank the special guest on today, the Reverend Dr. David Partain, and at this time he's going to give you some information on how to contact him, his Facebook page or whatever information. And also, Mr. Steve, you can go a little bit over 3:30. It doesn't 5:30. Make sure you get your information out there before you close the show out. Give information on yourself, what you're doing there in Tampa, Florida, with your LWN, and information how they can contact you guys after the show. Thank you all for calling in on today, and I'm out of here for the rest of the evening, and they will take care of the rest of the show. God bless all of you.
God bless you too. Thank you. Yes, Reverend, go ahead. Tell us about how everybody can reach you. They can reach out to you. Let them know.
I want to let you know that you can reach me by, you can call 504-701-4711. That's 504-701-4711. That is a cell number for consultation, instruction, and coaching. And also you can go to the website, and the website is whtolewater.com. That's whtolewater. And so those are the ways you can contact me. Once again, 504-701-4711. That's for food over medicine, coaching, instructing, and consultation. And so we thank God for this opportunity. And then on with that whole water on the Facebook also. So Facebook, whole water, go and see David Patan on Facebook. And we enjoyed everything, Brother Steve. And thank you for being the gracious host.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for educating us here. That's so awesome. I've learned a lot of stuff. That's for real. And I hope that our listeners have been learning and reach out. Just definitely, if you got questions or concerns or you want to know more, tell us. We want to know. You've been listening to, you know, Facing Your Fears. I've been guest hosting here for Evangelist Norma Chapman. You know, I am Steve Smith. I am actually out here in the Tampa area of Florida. What I do is it's all about nature. It's I have a foundation. It's nonprofit. I'll just say it real quick. It's the LWN foundation.org on the website. And we're all about a resource for helping people with positive transformational change. It's about a message of hope. It's about helping people that are ready to get their life back together. And so we're here to help, and together we shine a bright light, and that's what I do. Feel free to check me out on Facebook. I am Stephen Smith, SRQ, STEPHANSMITHSRQ. And you can check us on the LWN Foundation on Facebook as well. So I'd like to ask you, Reverend, will you close us out with a prayer, please?
Oh, no problem. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you for allowing us to have such an awesome time on Facing Your Fears broadcast with Sister Norma Chapman. We thank God for Evangelist Chapman and sincerity and allowing us to be able to have her show on her time. We thank Brother Steve for allowing himself to be offered up as such a gracious host. And we thank God. Thank you, God, for the information we have shared. We ask all the information that we share become a part of their daily lives and our daily lives as we implement these changes that will continue to grow and prosper into your word. God, we ask that you bless Facing Your Fears broadcast, that more and more people will call and view this beautiful opportunity. And God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. That's so awesome. We've had a great show. We appreciate everybody that took time to come and join us today. Thank you so very much. We'll be back again. Hopefully, Evangelist Norma, she'll get all well and better and over this, and she'll be back with you next Thursday, and that's at 4:30 Central Time. Next week. We appreciate you. Have a blessed evening, everybody, and may God be with us all. And so let's all eat healthier and live longer.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Steve.
Have a
God
great
bless
day,
you.
Everybody.
Good day.